Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. The Texans dropped their 13th game in a row. They're now 2-13 in 2013. They fall to the Denver Broncos on Sunday at Reliance Stadium. The Sonic Game Recap goes inside the locker room and finds out what happened.
Andre, your reaction to the record? Get another 100 catch season.
I mean, you know, it's all fine and dandy, but, you know, I only play the game for one reason. That's to win. Like I said, it's a great thing to have happen, but, you know, under these circumstances, it really doesn't matter.
As these games unfold, do you ever find yourself or think any of your teammates find themselves thinking, well, when is it going to go bad for us just because it has so many times?
When we came in at halftime, you know, nobody was down. Guys were energetic. It was a lot of guys were amped. You know, it's probably most pumped up we've been in a while, you know, at halftime. So I don't think guys were looking forward to anything going bad. Guys were trying to win, you know. You're just trying to do anything you can to get this taste out of your mouth, you know, because it's not a good feeling. But, it didn't work out for us.
Well, then was it kind of just the opposite when you went out and played well offensively and scored early in the second half?
You said well.
Was it just the opposite that I asked, that you did have the opposite feeling it was going to go came out well in the second half?
I mean, when you're playing a game, you don't really look ahead. You know, you just take it one play at a time, one drive at a time. And, I don't pay attention to the clock. I'm just playing, you know. You don't sit there and wonder, well, when are things going to go bad for us? You know, you're trying to, you know, capitalize on every opportunity you get. So, I don't think nobody was sitting around here, you know, wondering, well, when are things going to go bad?
I think you and Peyton exchanged some words after the game. What did you say to each other?
No, I just told him congratulations, on the record. And I told him good luck, and he told me the same thing.
Andre, last year you guys had one of those high-powered offenses, Pro Bowl quarterback Arian Foster, and obviously by the injuries, but how weird is it when you get down to the point you're running like your fourth running back out there and a rookie tight end? I mean, you guys, your offensive options get pretty limited at some point.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, but at the same time, you still got to go play the game. I think we got some guys nicked up today, so, you just got to fight through it. I mean, you know, it just seems like when one thing goes bad, it just keep coming. So it's been tough. I mean, I can't sit here and say it hasn't. It's been tough. It's been tough on everybody. But, you know, guys are still motivated. You know, we got one game left. And, you know, when we came here after the game, guys was just like, we're going to do whatever we need to do to try to win this last game that we have. So nobody's throwing the towel. Just going to keep fighting, man. Those are the kind of guys we have in this locker room. So just going to keep fighting, and hopefully it'll work out for us on Sunday.
How much does it hurt to see Peyton break that record against your defense?
I mean, it's never fun to be on the opposite end of a record-breaking performance. I mean, the guy's a heck of a football player, and you give credit where credit is due. And, there's a reason the guy should be the MVP this year.
Did you go
to this game,
Jake? Go up to him? Did you congratulate him after the game?
Yeah. A lot of respect for a guy like Peyton. Works hard. Very frustrated with how things went today, but like I said, I respect the way he goes about his business in his game, so I congratulated him on his success.
The difference in the fourth quarter? I know they had a short field to start there after the pick.
Yeah, it's not easy to give yourself a short field like that and shut down an offense like that, but we need to find a way to do it, and we didn't. As a defense, it's your job to step up and make plays, and we didn't do that.
Three quarters, you had him confused at times, if that's possible with Peyton Manning.
We played pretty darn well for about a half and a half a quarter or a half and a third of a quarter. And the fourth quarter, I mean, the last part of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, we let it get away. And We didn't play well, and they made a lot of great plays. So, but very frustrating.
Talk about that touchdown reception.
Well, it was kind of a broken play, you know. Max scrambled out, you know, so I just kind of, you know, scrambled with him, you know, and he just found me in the back of the end zone.
Is that like just a sign of how you've grown, that on a broken play like that, you're able to find some way to get open, make a play?
Well, I would say that, but I mean, we also have like our scramble rules, you know, when the quarterback scrambles, you know, we just break down and, you know, go wherever he is. And, you know, I did that. He was able to find me.
Can you talk me through what happened on the long punt return you had up the right side?
Well, it was a right return, you know. All I had to do was get to the sideline. You know, those guys, you know, on the punt return team, you know, did a great job of, you know, boxing everybody in for me. You know, and then I just took it down the sideline.
We didn't execute in the crucial situations. Mm-hmm. And that's been kind of a theme of this year. And so today was no different.
Yeah. Two times Matt had come in relief. You had moved the ball real well. And at the start of today's game, you just weren't. Did you just feel like there was no rhythm to it or flow or just weren't comfortable with him out there or anything that you saw?
It's nothing about being uncomfortable with Matt out there. We've been playing with Matt for years now. So that had nothing to do with anything. We just didn't execute early in the game. We kind of got in the rhythm a little bit, you know, second quarter. And, you know, I think the score was, like I said, it was 16-13. And we were moving the ball, and then we took a couple sacks. Like literally caught a long pass and took a couple sacks and had to punt. And then we got the ball back again, and we turned the ball over. And so once we turned the ball over, they scored. And you know, that's how the NFL works. You know, a lot of times, you know, we got an interception from them, and we didn't convert on it. We had a long kickoff return or a punt return, I think it was, and we only got a field goal out of it. They did the opposite when they got a turnover for us. They turned it into 7 points, and I think that was the difference of the game.
Just a couple of plays that they made that we didn't. You know, we felt like we definitely came out in the second half and played well. We got a couple three and outs. We played them tough. We got some pressure on Peyton, and then, you know, we just had – it was just one or two plays where they capitalized, and they caught the momentum. So it kind of worked against us in the fourth quarter, and as you can see, they put up some points on us.
Comes in a losing effort, but tell me about your play on special teams today. I mean, you made some big hits. You look like you did some nice things.
Just trying to make plays out there. It's been a rough season, so just every chance I get is trying to go out there and make a play with every opportunity. And I had a couple opportunities there to make some plays, and I just tried to make the most out of it.
Can you tell us about what happened on the one hit where you got Holiday pretty good?
Oh, I had got a little held up at the line, came through, and then luckily he was walled off, so he had nowhere to move. He's a real shifty guy, so I took a shot, and I connected, so it was pretty good.
As an opponent, do you care that they were trying to go for the record against you guys instead of...
As a defensive player, you got to care about that. That got to burn you a little bit, you know, and that got to raise up some fight in you. But as a true football player, that's what football is. That's what his job is to do. He wants to be great. It's his job to try to be great, no matter how it makes anybody else feel. This is football. We're grown men. It's our job to stop him. It's his job to break records.
So you don't see it as him running it up?
No. It is him running it up, but how else is he going to be great? How else is he going to break the records nobody ever have broken before?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do it. As a football player, as a man, if you want to be great, you're going to have to step on toes every now and then.
Antonio, big picture, can you believe the regular season at home in 2013 is over?
No, I can't really believe it. I think that was the biggest shocker that hit me there in the fourth quarter when they was just running down the clock is that, and this is the last game of this season, you know, possibly the last game I'll ever play with my brothers and play in front of the fans of Houston, man. It kind of hit me there, you know. So it's surreal, you know, but I guess it's reality.